Are you tired of the same old sports media? Are you tired of hot takes, arguments, and questions that are just completely off base?
Luckily, we have something.
Oh, because computers know you.
Of the people, for the people, by people, who care about the culture and all its concise commentary.
What's up, good people? Live from Hawthorne, California, I am PD Camarillo, and he is asleep. It's Kenneth Frank James Berry, formerly known as KB.
Stupid.
But yeah, we're here. Thursday night spot for NFL takes, topical tangents, and concise commentary for the culture. How your week been, Kenny?
Good, exhilarating, tiring. I think it just hit me.
Clearly.
First week NFL Network's been really good. Happy about that. Happy about how it's going. Just trying to.
Are you sure? I can't tell by your voice.
Work my hardest.
I can't tell by your voice, sir.
Hey, man, I warm up. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I don't know, man. I need that. This is when I need that energy that you had in the group chat. I need it right now on air. I need it to feel like you're getting a fucking fire lit under your ass right now.
The energy I had with that waitress at the restaurant today?
Yes, that's the energy that I need.
I mean, everybody out there wants to shoot your shot. Shoot that shit and then finish your beer after you're done. Don't get scared and walk out.
That might be the subtitle.
Like, there's nothing wrong with getting publicly rejected as long as it's respectful. Like, don't like, try to sneak in. Like you're trying to give, like you're trying to get a number, you're trying to give a number, and then you sneak out the back door. Like, nah. Look her in the face when you do it. Look he or she in the face when you do it. That's how you fool it. That's how you, like.
I mean, or they. This man over here sending me Zeke slander.
You just now saw that video, bro? Of Zeke getting popped against the adult in the Broncos Cowboys joint practice?
Yeah, but you didn't send me the one where he broke it for 50 yards. That's fine. Okay.
I mean, people don't usually grow when you keep telling them they're successful. You gotta show them.
Wait, hold on. I might clip that. Hold on. Wait. Say that again.
I don't remember what I said.
Yeah.
I cannot recall. I said something on the line. People can't grow if you just only graduate them from being successful. In my case, in your case.
Wait. Don't you always say, give me my flowers when you take my sayings and my life philosophies?
Hey, man, yeah, I want the credit.
So can I get the credit? Fuck.
I mean, I don't think you get credit when you were the one who started shitting on me about getting a brand new job. And you were telling me I should get a brand new job. And then I get my dream job. And you're like, don't forget, like, the other flip side of the coin. I know the other flip side of the coin. I'm just, like, embracing happiness in my life.
Yeah, bro. Nobody was shitting on you. If you think that was shitting on you.
It wasn't shitting on you, but it's like.
You got to talk to someone because that was definitely not shitting on you.
It was like. And keep your head on the swivel, like, keep your, like, just understand the room you're in now that you're in it. Which
exactly.
I understood.
But I don't think you did.
Sometimes your delivery as a tourist is just really shitty. It's just really shitty and ill-timed.
Okay, so I'll just wait till I'm dead to tell you.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying,
you're
man.
Dead inside your whole life.
That's what I'm saying. It's like. Yeah.
You let me slide with that remark? Damn, I was just playing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, let me just wait till I'm dead. So that, well, let me wait for some shit to happen and I can just be like, whoa. Well, it sucks. Well, I'm here for you. Cool. I don't know, man. That's why, folks out there, whatever profession you're in, you should always have a diverse set of mentors and colleagues and board of directors. Because you need a cheerleader, you need a Yoda, you need all these different roles. You can look it up. There's a whole slate of people that you need to have in your professional development in life. But me, I am not your fucking cheerleader. That's just how it is. So, there are plenty of people out there who fucking dab you up, who will like your post on LinkedIn, who will tell you congrats on your personal news. But guess what? That ain't me. And if that hurts, then I'm okay with that. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather make somebody mad for being myself than just fucking fake the funk. Because Lord knows I fake the funk plenty of times, all the time. The people that I care about, the things that I care about, that's where I speak the most and share the most. And besides, I've listened to you on this very podcast for the last 291 episodes talk about the importance of creating a platform and maintaining independence. And so, Sin was the first one, because knocking at the door, I'm supposed to just be like, yeah, bro, let's go to Vegas, bachelor party time, it's time to get married. Like, nah, because that makes me look fucking stupid, because what have we been building for 290 episodes? Fair? Is that fair or not?
I'm just laughing.
Is that fair or not?
The inside jokes that you just dropped.
I'm just saying, is that fair or not?
You just said that.
Is that fair
or
not?
You're on the homie court, bro.
Yeah, I've never been to homie court.
You might hold the record for homie court appearances.
Of not, I don't even beat the charges. I just don't get found guilty.
Like every time, I just go straight to trial. And like a bitch.
I get off on the technicality.
Hilarious.
But yeah, man. For me, it's been a weird week. I wouldn't say it's had its ups, it's had its downs, but it's continued to keep going, so. Fuck it. It's Friday. But yeah, man, jumping right into the NFL. There's some shit we got to talk about. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a drop. Where do you want to start, Kenny?
Rest in peace, Bill Russell. They'd be retired. Number 6. League-wide. So, rest in peace, Bill Russell. A legend in his own right. One of the most legendary figures in American history.
Yeah, R.I.P. I don't know how I feel about retiring the number, though. Like, I don't know if that's what he wanted. Like, if that's what he wanted, why didn't they do that when he was alive?
He just wasn't up for it.
So why do it when he's down? Like, I don't know. To me, it just seems kind of like a convenient way to, like, quasi-profit off of somebody's death. Like, oh, there's less number 6 jerseys. So if you like number 6, you're only going to be able to get one. And also, people who are number 6, I don't know, LeBron James, you have to change your numbers. So, it's not a bad thing, because you are honoring his legacy, and you're going to put it, I'm assuming you're going to put something on every jersey or on every Raptor to honor him. But, like, at the same time, it's like, there are other ways to remember Bill Russell, like you said, a legendary person beyond even just basketball. So it's like,
Oakland legend.
To me, I don't know. I think it should be more about his life and, like, what he's done for the game of basketball and how he's paved it forward, and how, and all the shit that he dealt with being a black man, bringing 13 championships to a racist ass city. Like, Let's talk more about that and less about the number for me. That's what I think would be better.
That was mouthful. Yeah, when it comes to stuff like this, man, I feel bad for people who either get injured or get traded. Because you quickly find out what your value is. Why have we eat that?
When, what, two?
Sorry. Playing off what you said.
I don't get it. I didn't get it, sorry.
I was talking about how, when it comes to players, like, either getting paid or they're just to really have to, get hate on people for, I don't want to say golf with their dreams, but you hate people sometimes for, like, getting a bag. We kind of have to just accept that. That's going to happen.
So you're talking about the NBA?
To an extent, yeah. I saw how the WNBA players forced to sleep in an airport overnight. That would never happen to, you know, any other, like, male athletes. That shit would get handled. But, yeah.
What does that have to do with Bill Russell?
I think it'll be like a trickle-down effect, like, because they're going to look at, because Sue Bird had her last game, people comparing her, calling her the GOAT, calling her, you know, one of the best all time. And you just ask yourself, like, where do you fall in history? Like, how much do you care about stuff like that? As opposed to the person does. It's kind of interesting.
I still don't understand what that has to do with Bill Russell, but okay.
Like, Bill Russell transcended the game. And then, you know, female basketball players have been trying to transcend the game. And there are, like, a trailblazer like Sue Bird, who finally retires. You know, she does what she does. Cat's going out shooting jumpers, like, what Kobe would have wanted, like, just keep shooting. It's interesting. And I don't see this, like, I think about, like, the cartoon from Gar, or the cartoon from, fuck, I forget the name of that show. It was a cartoon I saw a while back. It's like an adult cartoon. Where it's like, the next generation is supposed to do better. You know? It's supposed to do better, have more, be better, do better. So I look at, like, Bill Russell and all his sacrifices. And it's like, how many people nowadays have the right to complain? As far as what? Like, or even say who's the GOAT and who isn't. Like, people rag on Will Chamberlain, but it's like, the dude was an All-American damn near track sprinter in the 200 meters at 7'1".
Yeah, but, I mean,
Bill Russell managed to stop that dude because he had, like, 10 other Hall of Famers on the same team, but
I think there's a like, unfair sort of situation that we kind of have, like, in society, and it trickles down to sports. Like, the idea that you kind of, like, either, like, you're, like, free, or you kind of, like, sell your soul, but it's, like, it doesn't have to be either or. You can do both or neither. You can find something in the happy medium. Like, you don't have
to... Did you say happy medium?
You don't have to go and play in Russia. You can play in another country abroad. You might not get the same amount of money or you know, notoriety, but you can get something pretty similar, you know, and so that's where it's like the individual, like, has a big say in it. And so for me, that's what I'm talking about with Bill Russell. Is like, yeah, the NBA, I get it, you're trying to honor, you know, Russell, but there's other ways of doing it than, like, just retiring a jersey that's like essentially just like a commercialized good. Right? And the thing is with retiring it is it just dries up the value of it. So I don't know. I think there's other ways you could have honored Bill Russell besides doing that, and I'm sure they will find other ways to do it, but I mean, shoot, they've been talking about redoing the logo. Put him on the logo. Right? I mean, at the end of the day, like, in today's modern NBA, championships is what matters the most, and he's got two handfuls, so.
He does.
If anything, he should be on a logo. Sorry, Jerry. He'd probably fucking flip out if he saw that, but yeah.
A little bit.
All right, moving on.
Next on the list.
What other shit happened this week, Kenny?
John Beckton pretty much broke his kneecap. He's out for the season. But the injury is unrelated to the injury he had last year, which was on his knee.
Who's that, Beckton?
First round pick from the Louisville. Mekhi Becton. Gonna miss 8 weeks because of his kneecap. Thoughts?
I feel bad, man, because when he was last playing, he was talking about a promise, and I think it's tough when you're just that big and that athletic, like. It's just hard to maintain that body and that weight. And so it just makes me sad because, like, if he doesn't even get to see a second contract, like, that would be a lot of potential gone to the wayside. And, you know, he had everything athletically, mentally, like, at the point of attack to really be a dominant left tackle for a long time. And he's young. He's young even for being young. So, I don't know. I hope he bounces back, but I'm not that optimistic given, you know, his size and given how big tackles don't always last. Like, it's tough. Let's hear Kenny tell me how he wasn't asleep when he just snored and dropped his phone.
I didn't snore.
You snored, bro. On this air. We can run it back, bro.
I did not snore.
We can run it back.
I dropped my phone and was like, fuck. And then
why can't this man just say, I'll go to sleep?
I didn't fall asleep. speaking of which, I'll say that for later in the show. I'm pretty sure you already saw that shit from Eagles training camp. But yeah, hope Becton heals up, man. He might end up as a right tackle to another team if these knee injuries keep persisting. They said he was already in shape, too. It's unfortunate. Robert Saleh will find a way, though. Next one.
Other stuff from this week. Our boy, Marshawn Lynch, taken in for a DUI in Vegas. Allegedly, they said that he told the police that the car was stolen. Which I don't think it was, but he was just kind of being drunk fucking around.
Didn't they yank him out the car or something like that?
I'm not sure. I honestly haven't been following it that closely. Just because with these things. Oh, he said that he was asleep in a damaged car. In an undrivable damaged car. He was safely parked and not in operation. But yeah, they're expecting for it to get thrown out. But the arrest says investigators say that it looks like he hit the side of the street, the sidewalk. Arrest came at like 7:30 a.m. He had just been hired as a special correspondent with the Seahawks. He was uncooperative and fell asleep several times during questioning and investigation.
Nobody questioned or investigated me.
They had to use a restraint chair to force a blood draw because he didn't want to give blood or piss.
Is he a Muslim or something like that?
I don't know about that.
I think it's a religion.
I can't speak to that. But he could still pee. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but I don't know, man. People gotta stop getting DUIs in Vegas. Just call Uber. Leave your car at the hotel. Like, of all the cities to get a DUI in, like, Vegas should not be one because it's kind of easy to get around. Like, it's a bitch to call Uber and find out where the fuck the Uber is. I get that part of it. But the casinos are set up for you to park there and leave your car there for however long you want to. So there's really no excuse to not call for a ride, in my opinion. All right, so should we move to college football spot, or are you still going to sleep?
I'm not asleep. There's a couple more.
I didn't get the rundown, so I don't know.
I sent you the rundown.
I didn't get it.
Bro, check your email again. I definitely sent you the rundown.
It was in my spam.
That's what I'm... See? All my mail goes to your spam, bro. Upsetting. Disrespectful. Talk about sleeping on the kid.
First of all, you're not a kid.
I know.
Oh, James White, Super Bowl hero, retires after 9 years, 3 Super Bowl wins.
Record for catches in the Super Bowl and touchdowns.
And Keo Harry's out 8 weeks after ankle injury.
High ankle sprain.
Hurts what little trade value he had. And then, yeah, we talked about Becton a little bit earlier, but the Jets signed Dwayne Brown. I didn't even see that. That's a good pickup for them. That's a good pickup for him. 2 years, $22 million. That's solid.
And they lost their potential future left tackle. So, Tony Brown's a great veteran presence for Zach Wilson.
And that gives you 2 years for Becton to kind of go on the mend, get some mentorship. And like I said, he's young for even being young. So, he's still got a chance. It's just, it's not even that it's going to take work. It's just, at this point, it's up to God. It's up to the football gods. Like, is his body going to hold up? I don't even think he knows. But he just got to keep going with the process, taking it day by day. And then, yeah, preseason football, which nobody wants to talk about. But, yeah, I'll probably be at the Charger game. Show up early, leave early. Definitely snored.
Nah, I was just
you lying. Snored, bro. I'm a timestamp.
I was waiting for you to say.
I'm a timestamp.
This is a college football segment.
So listen, either you can admit that you were asleep, or I can cut the audio and post it on Instagram.
I'm not sleeping, but it's
and we can and we here. Can and we can let the fans be the.
Why coach. Is it so hot in here, bro?
It's not even that hot.
It's hot as fuck in here.
Last week was a lot hotter.
I know I had like
four last beers, week was a lot hotter. I'm going to be honest with you.
I had four beers at King of Wings.
To be honest with you, it was a lot hotter last week.
It feels really hot in here for me. I don't know why. Bottom line.
College football.
Yeah. Because you missed like two things on the rundown, but it's cool.
I didn't. I talked about all of
that. That preseason game. Yeah, the Ravens beat the Titans 23 to like 10 or some shit. I think the Patriots beat the Eagles. But yeah, so Sam Hartman, quarterback for Wake Forest, is out indefinitely. Like a medical issue that wasn't specified. Hopefully it wasn't like a heart murmur thing, because, you know, a lot of cats are getting like weird heart issues from COVID. So hopefully he's okay and he can like reveal his, you know, the rest of his career, a little bit of time he has left. Because I think he's like redshirt junior. So, but like, he could come back. I just hope he's not. Nick Rolovich suing Washington State for $25 million in a wrongful termination lawsuit. And ESPN rejected. Because Nick Rolovich got fired for not wanting to get vaccinated. And didn't go to, I think he didn't even participate in the media day last year. But yeah, so ESPN rejected the Big Ten's $28 million TV deal offer, which I guess is going to be the last one.
It was the longest running sports media broadcast partnership. I'm actually, I saw it somewhere. I think I saw it from the Sports Business Journal, but I don't remember how many years. But yeah, outside of that, yeah, I don't know where else the Big Ten was going to go. And NBC? What? Fox?
I mean, Notre Dame has an NBC deal.
Who else cares? Who cares?
I could say the name, but I
can't. CBS is SEC. Amazon? NBC is Notre Dame.
Does Amazon do it? Does Amazon?
I don't even think college football is thinking about streaming, to be honest.
They should.
It's more regional. College football is a much more regional sport than NFL is, so I think it makes sense to kind of stick in broadcast and cable world.
Yeah, fall camps are fully underway. Jordan Brand announced a 20-year partnership with HBCUs. So they're going to be making their uniforms. The Jumpman uniforms August 27th. So that means, like, the band will have uniforms sponsored by Jordan. Football team, basketball, all the athletes.
That's cool. But yeah, so pretty much on the Big Ten front, it says CBS, NBC, and Fox Sports are expected to make a pitch. Announcement could come as early as next week. Undetermined amount of games. The package is for linear only. But yeah, I guess ESPN has been carrying Big Ten football since 1982. Which is pretty much almost the beginning of their existence.
Yep.
And ABC / the Wild World of Sports / ESPN's conglomerate father has been carrying Big Ten sports, I think it says, since 1966. So, yeah, it's been going on for now. 60 years. A 60-year partnership ended. And I wonder how USC and UCLA are going to feel about that, considering part of the reason why they made the move was for more TV revenue. So,
because, I mean, they want another 12-year deal for the Pac-12. Terry Scott, that was a bad deal. A 12-year deal was, you know, to do that. It should have been a shorter deal. Would have made more money. Easier to negotiate after all that time.
Yes, I don't know if I agree with that, because TV viewership has just only gone down since then. So I don't know if it would have gotten more money. And in fact, the markets are even lower. So again, and the dollar's worth even less. So yeah, I don't know.
Interesting times.
Moving forward. Touchdown to turnover or take your tangent?
Take or tangent.
All right, take your tangent. Let's see if I find the drop.
Was that a yawn, bro?
Yeah, it's contagious. You're over here falling asleep.
I ain't yawn. It's hot over here. I feel disoriented.
I hate when you lie, bro. That's just so annoying, bro.
I mean,
just admit, I fell asleep on the air three times
already. I fell asleep once on the air. And secondly,
We're from zero to one real quick.
And secondly, you took a shower before the fucking show, bro.
Yeah, that is kind of cheating.
That's definitely cheating. You're way more awake than I am.
Whatever.
Took a fucking shower. You took a shit, and then you waited 30 minutes, and then took a shower before the show. But you could have took a shit and then showered. That makes no sense. That might be the first question. Take your tangent.
Anything else you want to fucking air out about my fucking bowel movements and hygiene?
Nah, I wasn't going to say anything
about since that. That's a show fodder now, apparently.
And I mean, you know, flirting with
interesting. You can talk about that in your rant, which you already alluded to at the beginning of the show.
Did I? I don't remember the beginning of the show.
Yeah, because you slept your way through it.
Did I sleep my way through it? I don't think that's how it happened. Oh, shit. That was funny. Okay, to take a tangent. Roquan Smith requested a trade from the Chicago Bears. They won't pay him.
I feel bad because his whole post was like this really like complimentary thing about wanting to play with the Bears, the lineage of the great linebackers that have been there, et cetera, et cetera. And then
he was a wide receiver in high school, by the way.
And that turned into, but with that, I don't see a path forward, and I'm requesting a trade, blah, blah, blah. But I haven't talked to ownership, and maybe there might be another way. So to me, it was kind of like, is this really your last card? Like, is this really it in the deck? But ultimately, like, if he doesn't want to be there, I understand. Having your front four go through so much changes, even after the past two seasons, all the injuries up front, then trading Khalil Mack, you know, Robert Quinn's been on the block basically all summer. The Bears don't really seem like they're going to be a playoff team, especially with the Packers still in the division. The Vikings are retooling, but, you know, for all accounts, they'll still be competitive and still be in the mix. And then the Lions don't look that bad this year, even though they'll probably be mid. We'll see. But, yeah, nobody's talking about the Bears, and so I don't blame Roquan for wanting out. And, in fact, the Raiders could get him. It would take all of our cap, probably some trading other linebackers, but yeah, like that's where he was supposed to be anyways in the beginning. Do you have a take or tangent on Roquan?
One of the best draft picks in Bears history since Urlacher, maybe. When was the last Bears first round pick to actually hit?
Mm-hmm. Chris Long? I mean, Jake Long?
We're close.
What's his name?
Jake Long's brother.
Fuck, what's his name? Yeah, what's his name? He played for the Chiefs last year.
It's basically not his name, and I know it. Damn it. Right there.
Kyle Long.
There we go. I don't think he was a first round pick, was he?
I thought he was.
He was a first round pick. He might be like second round.
Round one, pick 20. The Fuller brother they drafted? But he was a second rounder, I think. Right.
Roquan's been like the best pick they've had in a
while. I mean, technically, Leonard Floyd panned out for the Rams. I know you're not giving up on Justin Smith.
I mean, if it was me from the Raiders, I'd probably go on second.
I mean, fourth. Justin Fields, I'm sorry. You haven't given up on Justin Fields.
I'm not giving up on Justin Fields. He got out to a shitty situation.
So you are giving up on him?
I definitely fire him. I try to force my way to Vegas.
What? I can't hear you. You're slurring your words.
I'm going to try to force my way to Vegas.
Justin Fields?
If I'm a or the Raekwon's. Raekwon Smith or Raekwon?
Are you okay, bro?
Raekwon Smith. There, I'm gonna
Are you that. Okay? I'm worried about you.
I'm good. But yeah, it's like if I'm a contender and I got the picks and the money, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams say, fuck it, let's just trade for Raekwon Smith. That'd be disgusting, but like if I'm the Raiders.
They already have Wagner.
That don't mean nothing. They run a 3-4. If it's me, if he's the only player like recently to have like 100+ tackles, 2.5+ sacks, like 3+ interceptions. Bro, I think I'm gonna say I would rather have Roquan Smith on my defense. If I had to trade Perryman, Young, a corner, and a third round pick, I'd do it. I would do it for America. That'd be my reason. We'd be stupid not to make this trade.
All right, next up, Aiden Hutchinson. We got a Hard Knocks update. Aiden Hutchinson, he was singing Billie Jean on Hard Knocks. Take your tangent.
It was, like, really dopey and campy and corny, but I give him his props. He toughed it out. One dude ripped his shirt off and threw it in a perfect synergy. Another dude caught that guy's shirt and then spun it around like a helicopter.
Nothing about this whole thing surprises me because, one, it's the Lions. Two, it's Aiden Hutchinson. And three, it's HBO and Hard Knocks.
What am I supposed to say?
All right. Adam Shaheen trade was voided due to a failed physical, touchdown, and turnover.
Definitely a turnover. Like, Shaheen got traded from the Bears. Hasn't worked out of Miami. They tried to trade him from Miami. He's stuck in Miami. And they got Gesicki on franchise tag. Shit crazy, bro.
Alright, the NFL is discussing adding a Black Friday game, saying it's likely to happen in 2023. But may wait until 2024, according to the Sports Business Journal. So, touchdown or turnover, the NFL having a game on the day after Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel either.
I feel like I'm staying apart as well. I don't know.
I mean, I think there's already enough going on with Black Friday with all the sales online, in person, and then you got the you got NHL and NBA like starting to ramp up a little bit, and then you got everyone's still kind of recovering from baseball just wrapping up, and then you also got there's another sport at that time, can't think of it, I'm blanking. But yeah, so there's a bunch of shit going on there that I don't think we necessarily like need a game on. Oh, college football, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, and there's usually college football stuff on that Friday too. So I don't think we really need anything else there. But who knows? I mean, it's an extra bag for the NFL. It's extra shit for us to talk about and watch. So, it's not the end of the world. All right, next up, Madden EA. They come to an agreement on a multi-year deal, extension of the Madden Esports series. Touchdown or turnover?
Definitely call that a touchdown. But honestly, it's conditional because if the ratings are trash, what's the point of playing Madden? If the rating system is trash, if you don't honor people having athletic ability, and you keep undervaluing them in the rating system, then like it's like, okay, you're doing this on purpose now. Because you've been told by thousands of people.
Personally, I think it's a tough sell because, yeah, it already stopped working with FIFA last year. They ended their partnership after so many years. So any sort of goodwill between the NFL and EA is good for both parties. It's good for the stock that I own in EA. So, yeah, screw it. Why not? And also, I don't know how I feel about Madden adding in the gritty. Like, it's cool. I want to do it when I score, but it also feels kind of like appropriation and corny. Your thoughts on that?
I guess the creator was cool with it. Hopefully he got it back. Black creators come up with a lot of stuff and don't get paid for it.
That's fair. That's
fair and true. The Millie route.
Yeah, that's fair and true.
The guy who created flossing. I don't know if he got paid either.
Alright. And then this one we talked a little bit about last week, so I don't know why it's on here, but Aaron Rodgers admitting to doing ayahuasca. Ayahuasca.
And it's not an NFL drug violation.
Yep. Touchdown or turnover? I didn't even know it was like a psychedelic. Turnover. He just kind of made it sound like it was a self-healing, like, mental health thing.
So if Josh Gordon did ayahuasca, he'd be fine?
I don't know enough about ayahuasca, honestly.
For real?
Yeah, I don't know enough about it.
So it traces of DMT in it. Pretty much the shit, the chemicals that your body pumps out right
before. I know what DMT is, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like I said last week, it's just in general, I think psychedelics are kind of having a renaissance. But yeah, initially, DMT, what's Molly's Pierce for? What's the fucking, what's the drug in Molly? MDMA. MDMA, LSD. All those things were basically developed to treat PTSD, to treat anxiety, depression, a number of different mental health illnesses. So it makes sense. I just don't know enough about the long-term effects and also the effects in an athlete who's, you know, performing and training exponentially amount more than a regular person or hippie that may or may not be consuming these types of substances. All right, the last one you added, the Broncos' new ownership.
Walmart owns them now. $4.57 billion?
Yep, he's now the richest owner in the NFL, I believe.
And they hired a black man, Damani Leach, to be the team president.
So, touchdown and turnover.
Anytime I see a black dude get a higher ranking job in football, I'm
going to start with that sound. Yeah, that's fair. My only thing would be,
it'd be interesting to see like what happened with
Elway. Can he mentor now. Russ?
Let's see what happens with Elway now.
Can he mentor Russ and get Russ to stop being so damn corny?
I don't think you can ever stop that. You can't stop that level of corny once it gets started. Once you breathe confidence in the corny, shit goes bad.
You can take the corny out of the soup, but you can't take the soup out of the corny.
You can take the corn out of the cob, but you can't make it any less corny.
Hey, that might be next week's title.
We really be coming up with episode titles for like shit that hasn't even happened yet. And be forgetting it. Just be forgetting the genius, the brilliance of the realist.
Basically, or adjacent, whatever you prefer.
That's true. RIP to Choco Tacos. I'm going to go buy one.
Alright, and according to reports from ESPN, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback race is Mitchell Trubisky's to lose. He's currently winning the race majorly. Turned a lot of heads. Touchdown or turnover?
Well, did you just mention Mitchell Trubisky in the Steelers quarterback room? Either one of us cares?
Do you care if they win 10 or 11 games and Mike Tomlin makes it in the playoffs? Do you care if Mitchell Trubisky ends your fantasy team with a dump off to Najee Harris? If he ends your fantasy season with a dump off to Najee Harris? Do you care if he beats Joe Burrow in the playoffs? Let me ask you that. What would it take you to care about Mitch Trubisky? An MVP season?
If he beat Tom Brady head-to-head.
Really? Or do they play this year?
Like, decisively beat Tom Brady head-to-head.
Do they play this year? Yo, that shit was funny when Case Keenan was walking around dressed as a regular dude.
Getting autographs?
Getting autographs. That shit was funny.
Only dude off that Houston team to make it. I'm still shocked.
And then everyone was like, the funny thing was, like, people were blowing him off. People were, like, just signing it. And they're like, oh, shit, it's Case. Some people on the low look like they didn't even know who he was, honestly.
That's how it is sometimes.
And then they were like, oh, shit, I remember it. It's his face. All right. And so, last one. Shout out to the FPC family, lineage, Ray, Terry. This one came from PFF Fantasy Football.
Oh, God, no.
Adrian Peterson said, and I quote, caught myself a couple times looking at him, and I'm like, holy, this boy's thick in those big quads, end quote. That was AP on Najee Harris. So touchdown or turnover, AP using the same fucking sus language that's used against him on a new potentially great running back.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, this isn't even newsworthy.
I know.
Any frame of society. It's just when he's a Bay Area born child business. But like, when you're the workhorse back, that's what you gotta do. Hopefully he holds up better than Le'Veon did.
You're talking about as far as having big quads and a big lower body? Is that what you mean? That's what you have to do?
More like success and longevity as a running back.
But what I'm talking about, and sir, this is not a news podcast, so check yourself.
I know it's not.
Yeah, so I don't know why you're saying this ain't newsworthy. We talk about shit that ain't newsworthy all the time.
No, but like, this just isn't, like, AP acknowledged. First off, AJ Dillon probably has the biggest quads in the league.
Fair.
So
definitely.
If it's not that standard, just like Najee Harris is just a fucking athletic marvel because he's probably going to retain the same amount of speed.
But my question is it
250?
What I'm saying is, though, is it a touchdown because he's acknowledging and giving props to a young running back, or is it a turnover because he's using the same language?
We'll call that man thick.
That essentially turns football players into items and possessions and, like,
a little bit.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, is it a touchdown because he's giving them props, or is it a turnover because AP could do better as someone who's been in that situation?
Like, don't just call him thick. Be like, he has a great running style. He's gonna be hell to bring down. What I mean?
You could just say he has a strong lower body. Like, he's
a freaking agent.
He runs with his knees high. He doesn't stop his feet. Like, there's a number of ways you could say that he runs people over, or he runs through contact, or, like, he's hard to bring down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's plenty of football jargon you could use besides just, like, marveling at his body. Like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Too much time on this topic already.
Well, that's it. So, go ahead. Get to your end.
Been a great first week at work for me. Go back in the morning. My sleep patterns are definitely changing. I think that's why I'm randomly tired right now. Like, it just, like, the weight just hit me. Like, how tired I am. Which makes no sense because I slept pretty good in the morning. Yeah, I'm excited for work, and I'm just excited for the next challenge to come, because I feel like it's just my time right now. I'm just thankful. thankful that, you know, I managed to hit this next level. I'm growing and developed. I'm excited. Excited for what the podcast is. What the podcast holds. And, you know, USC football season. However, we're going to be covering that. Damn, college football starts in like less than a month, like 3 weeks. Actually, that's good. Except close to like 17th, 18th or something like that. So about, let's say about a month, 3 weeks. I'm just excited, man. My nephew's already running. Like, damn, they're running in a full-on sprint. It makes no sense. He's only 14 months. How the fuck is he running? Just no fear in his heart. I love it, though. Love that for him.
All right, so for me, as I talked about at the beginning of the show, it's been a weird and crazy week, but next week I'm slated to fly out to Miami. Hopefully, COVID willing, I'm able to make it. Planning to see a good homie from the NABJ family out there. Also planning to hang out with one of my former bosses out there as well. You know, someone who was basically a work bomb to me, really showed me a lot about building media relationships and also just Miami culture, which has really helped me a lot, especially working at this agency that's, you know, very big on Miami tech and, you know, just Miami lifestyle. So really helped me build that common ground and also kind of set the foundation for me to really kind of blow up in PR as I have the past year or so. But yeah, you know, outside of that, man, it's been a good week. Spent some time talking to some different journalists about different, you know, challenges, successes, things like that. That's the kind of shot that I really like to talk. You know, because for me, it's always about trying to make the business better, trying to make people's work lives, work days better. And the only way to do that is to really understand kind of the day-to-day and the stakes as much as you can as an outsider. And for me, the way I see that is twofold. On one hand, you know, I work in PR, so I have a roster of clients and sources that I hope, you know, can lend itself to different news events, topics that are going on and help people get on. But also, you know, for me as a media entrepreneur and independent, you know, for me, it's always about not just getting to the top of the mountain, but creating a better path for other people to also get up to the top of the mountain. So, yeah, like getting able to spend that time with different journalists, both in the PR and also in my media entrepreneur roles. And, you know, following up on AJA a couple of weeks ago. With all the different people that I tapped in from around the country and the world. Like, when I think about like young Pete and all the things that I've gone through and all the things that I've ever wanted, I think for me, it's always been about being well connected and well respected. And like, I have that, like, and I have that, and I see it in a number of ways. I see it in how people respond to me when I talk to them about journalism and media. I see it when they answer my emails. I see it in so many different ways. I see it when I hop on Spaces and people want to talk to me and ask me what I think about it, or, you know, sign my DMs and congratulate me or whatever. Like, I just feel a lot of love. And I think that, and I hope that this game will get a little bit better and a little bit easier. But for me, it's all about being the change that I want to see. So hopefully I'll get there. But yeah, man, this has been Touchdowns with Tangents. Thank you so much for listening to us. You can catch us on all your favorite podcast platforms, FBC Radio, S-Squad Affiliates, et cetera, et cetera. TouchdownsandTangents.com.
Serena Williams retired from tennis.
Shout out to Serena Williams, the GOAT, period.
And the game dropped a 10-minute diss track on Eminem called The Black Slim Shady. I'm not listening to Game's new album. It's like 30 fucking songs.
Bro, Axe Body Spray isn't even trying to listen to Game's full album. That shit was crazy. But they did.
Axe Body Spray even responding to a Game tweet.
I know. That in itself sounds like really 2000s. Like we're in 2020s, bro. Like, that in itself sounds 2000s.
Axe, you're not Wendy's Twitter account.
Axe, you're about as relevant as Game. But yeah, I mean, there are some young West Coast legends on there, so I'll probably listen to features. You know, with Dollar Sign and Roddy. But
who doesn't?
Outside of that,
Dollar Sign song is fired.
Exactly. Anytime he's on the hook, you know it's a heat.
Except for when it's his own fucking project, somehow it just doesn't translate.
Yeah, there's a lot of rappers like that, unfortunately, these days.
Was it Ty Dolla Sign a rapper or an R&B singer?
He's an artist. I consider him an artist. A hip-hop artist.
Is he a rapper or an R&B singer?
I'd say he's in the middle of the Venn diagram with that.
Okay.
I've always maintained... I've always maintained, and this is not my opinion, so I'll give out a shout-out to my homie Omar. He's the one who said this first, but... I mean, to me, Ty Dolla Sign is the closest thing that we'll ever kind of have to Nate Dogg again for this generation.
Fair.
But yeah, man, outside of that, I fuck with Dollar Sign. I just hope one day he can get on a production that can actually build an album around it. Because the truth is, like, the Beach House mixtapes, like, two of the three were hot fire. Free TC was cool.
The song he did with Lupe Fiasco.
Free TC was cool, but it's like, yeah. He hasn't put together a good album in, like, since his first couple of albums. Ever, probably, but, like, at least since his mixtape, so...
Is he suffering from, Big Sean syndrome? Yep. How'd you know I was gonna say that?
Yep. Well, Wale has that same syndrome, too.
No, Wale, like, shot himself in the foot and then cried about it and made a whole album about how he should continue to shoot himself in the foot. And then shot himself in the foot to promote an album about shooting himself in the foot.
Where he cried about shooting himself in the foot.
About how he's tired of shooting himself in the foot, but the industry shot him in the foot first, so he just figured he would keep shooting because he don't feel no pain no more.
Are you extending a metaphor about Wale to me now? Because I feel like you are. I feel like you're projecting now.
I mean, I said this earlier, even when Pete's not being attacked, he feels attacked. If you weren't being attacked, you would feel attacked for not being attacked.
That's fair.
Because you don't even know what it... You don't even recognize when you're not being attacked.
That's fair. All right, man. We'll catch us hopefully next week. I don't know. Kenny may or may not show up. We'll see.
I will be here.
Touchdowns and tangents.
Damn, bro.
We're out. Peace.
Peace.